The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Okay, as promised earlier, we heard Rory Stewart. We're now going to hear from Anthony Scaramucci. They both were performing at the Savills event. I was moderating it last night. They'd flown in across the world to talk about geopolitics, the Trump administration, and people were agog with it. In fact, it's very hard to fit three egos as big as the three of us in the one room. You needed Croke Park for that. But we discussed tariffs, we discussed Ukraine, we discussed everything. But I have to tell you, this, the Mooch, is quite the guy. He was Director of Communications, got sacked. What he said about off air about Melania and so on was absolute, and J.D. Vance was intriguing. But I began by asking him about, so he very humble origins. His dad had to cash in his pension to pay for his education. So he rocks up and goes for an interview in Goldman Sachs. And they weren't too happy about his clothing.
Well, I'm another rite of passage story. So I was dressed in 100% polyester. I had bought the suit for $90. I had a polyester shirt on. I had a polyester tie. I'm talking to you guys right now in Armani. I just want to make sure everyone knows that. But back in the day, I was fully flammable for that job. I was just loaded up with petroleum products. I didn't know any better. Probably looked like a young Brooklyn Undertaker. And the partner there, who's a great guy, he's still around. He's 80 years old now. He pulled me aside. He said, "Anthony, listen, you're a smart kid, but you're the worst dressed person that we've met at the Harvard Law School. You got to go buy some real. I can't bring you to Goldman Sachs dressed like this." And again, I like telling people that story because I really didn't know better. And I think you have to, if you're in a blue collar situation, middle class person, you're trying to aspire to a white collar job, you got to push yourself and you got to get into moments in your life of great discomfort in order to get there.
Okay.
And so that was an uncomfortable moment, but it worked out well.
Tonight we're speaking to a business audience here in
just
Dublin.
Just checking my tie right now. I'm going to make sure I have a nice tie on. I got a Ferragamo tie on too.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah, I want to talk to you about
wardrobe upgrade.
Specifically tariffs from Trump.
Yeah.
We are very vulnerable here. We have all the big pharma companies. We have all the big tech companies. They're all U.S.-owned companies. They employ 300,000 people, and they have generated so much tax that we're the only country in Europe that has a massive budget surplus. So it's happy days, and we have built this up over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this existential threat now for pharma to tariffs and for reshoring, leveraged on the tariffs. And also, if he cuts the tax, mm-hmm. corporation tax to 15%, they would then have a level playing pitch with here. Mm-hmm. And we are really afraid. Now, there's a complication of exit taxes and different things. How worried should we be?
So I'm going to flip it back to you rhetorically for 1 second to make this point. What could he actually do? He's calling for a reciprocal tariff. So you'd have to explain to me that your tariff relationship with the United States in terms of their exports into Ireland. But truth be told, and I think he signaled this to your prime minister during the St. Patrick's celebration, he was opining about the genius of your country with the tax engineering to get the multinationals over here. But he didn't say, "Hey, and I'm going to fix it. Hey, I'm going to change it." I think when you look at the matrix of outcomes, it's very hard for him to fix. Even if he gets a 15% corporate tax rate, which I predict he won't be able to get because he doesn't have the mandate that he's pretending to have. But even if he were to do that, it's not enough of a threshold to cause that migration. You just said this 30-year buildup. Corporations that have moved here have made a strategic decision to be here. They've got expats here alongside of Irish citizens working in their companies. I think it's very, very hard to snap a finger and make a migration. It's the same thing going on with an automobile plant north of the United States in Canada. What are you going to do? You're going to shut the plant down and spend $5 billion to repurpose the plant into the United States? These things are very, very hard to do. And I think what the president's missing with the strategy that these economies are integrated, the economies have trade agreements and trade treaties.
Like, for example, take a bottle of Baileys, a bottle of Jameson whiskey, a bottle of Irish gin. So it retails in the US for $50. Even to put a 100% tariff on that would get it off. They won't sell it for $100.
What's the tariff on Jack Daniels coming into the country?
Well, but like this is what Europe are proposing in response to the steel and aluminium, that we would have tariffs 25% on.
Yeah, so the way to handle Trump actually is lower your tariffs on goods that are coming into.
No, we actually have no tariffs. This was threatened. Okay, you know what I mean? In response to the aluminium thing.
Yeah. Well, if you've got to abide by what's going on in the EU because you're part of the EU, it's a different story. And so I would just caution ministers and people in Brussels, et cetera. I would just basically say, if you want to outgame Donald Trump, play his game, lower your tariffs. You know, Reagan in 1981 went with a zero option. He said he would zero out the Pershing missiles in Western Germany if the Russians did the same thing in East Germany. And so play his game, cut your tariffs to zero. But he's not going to be able to screw up your tax regime.
Okay.
He doesn't have the ability to do that. He actually knows that. And I know the guy pretty well, because if he could screw up your tax regime, he would have been telegraphing that to your prime minister and scaring the life out of him in the Oval Office. It would have been Zelensky light with the prime minister, right? But he didn't do that because he actually knows that he can't do that. He doesn't have a mechanism to do that. The tariff issue with steel and aluminum is a different issue. That's a broader EU issue.
Yeah.
And I would just say cut your tariffs. Play his game. Be the Ronald Reagan of tariffs. Go to the zero option.
Trump's mentality. So I listen every week to things.
Thank you.
And I listened to your predictions. And I was open to Trump. And I thought he would win. I thought the polls understated him. That's water under the bridge.
I got that wrong.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that I kind of feel you've made a great success of Anthony Scaramucci. But I'm asking the question, is your ladder leaning on the wrong wall? If you had stayed with Trump, why not?
I couldn't stay with Trump. There was a number of different reasons why I couldn't stay with Trump. He's not a constitutionalist. Remember, I took constitutional law. I was trained as a lawyer. I believe in the checks and balances of the system, three separate branches of government, further decentralization through the states. That's what's really led to me living a good part of the American dream. There's no centralized power in the country. There's no tyranny. Your Irish landsman, Jack Kennedy, had a great interview in 1962. He was 1 year into the job, and he told David Brinkley, I went to the Congress. I thought there was power there. There was no power. So I ran for the Senate. There had to be power there. Oh, there's no power. It must be down Pennsylvania Avenue. And what Jack Kennedy said to the guy very wryly, he said, I'm here in the White House. There's not a lot of power here. And the point being, and he said it in a beautiful Jeffersonian way, that the lack of power in these jobs has created this great decentralized, aspirational American economy.
So
Trump doesn't want that. I couldn't stay with him. I may have my ladder on the wrong ladder, but I have my ladder on the American ladder. I'm a pro-American, pro-democracy person. There are things that Trump does that I do agree with. I think he's right on the border. I think he was right on certain tariffs, surgical tariffs with China. China's dumping stuff into our market. They're getting subsidized by.
I think he's right on NATO.
He's wrong on NATO.
Surely Europe are free riding.
Well, again, this is very complicated. We're running out of time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You have a security umbrella that the United States put in place, and Eisenhower himself said he did not want the European countries to build up. You guys fight with each other. You've been fighting with each other since Charlemagne. You go hard at each other. We went hard at each other twice in the 20th century. And Eisenhower was like, let's defang, let's declaw Europe. We'll have this benevolent democracy, at least it was up until Trump, be the security umbrella for everybody. And it'll serve our interests. We'll be able to export our power. There'll be soft power related to our culture in Hollywood. There'll be soft power related to the primacy of our dollar. And it's generally worked for the country. We have a minute, but I just want to make this point.
Yeah.
1982, we were 4% of the world's population, 26% of the world's output. It's 2025, 43 years later, we're the exact numbers. We've done things right with our policy to maintain our economic prowess around the world. And I think what Donald Trump is doing is a mistake. And so I can't have my ladder up against his wall for those reasons, because what he's doing is un-American.
I was only winding you up about that.
Is this vodka?
The final question I want to ask. So I could ask you about Ukraine. I could ask you about the Middle East. I could ask you about China. And I could ask you about economic questions. But knowing Trump and looking at Trump 2.0, How do you think it will end up? Because he seems to have, he's flooded the zone on every issue. He's huge energy. He's nearly 80. Like, how will this, will he peter out? Will the courts, will the Capitol Hill neutralize him? How will it all end?
There's lots of different versions. I'll give you the optimistic version for me because I'm against a lot of what he's doing, even though I'm a right of center former Republican. I will say that it ends with him fizzling out in the midterms. And it ends with him, even if he wins the midterms, he's a lame duck president for the last 2 years of his presidency. And even though Steve Bannon says he's running again in 2028, I predict he won't be able to get that done. He'll get blocked on a number of different vectors. And there's just not support in the country for an Orban or Erdogan type of control of the world's oldest, you know, standing existing democracy.
Sleep easy.
Well, you can't sleep easy because he wants to wreak havoc on people. He wants to hurt your economy, hurt our economy. He's got, for some reason, Putin's playbook in his mind, and he's executing Putin's playbook. It's day 60, and if Putin was the professor and he was grading Donald Trump, he'd give him an A+. And I think someone has to resolve that for us. Why are you doing what Vladimir Putin would like you to do? This is a dictator who's got a weakened economy. He's an aggressor. Why would you be doing what he wants to do? What does he have on you? If the answer is he has nothing, let's give President Trump the benefit of the doubt. There's nothing on him. Then why would you do this? What does this say about your personality that you want to go after people in Canada, potentially take Greenland and Panama? And by the way, what does it say about your willing sycophants that they're willing to cede to your nonsense of talking like that? You want Canada to be the 51st state of the U.S.? I know you're a Trumper. I can smell it on you. You want them to? No, I don't.
We succeeded in winding each other up in a playful way, but it's one of the best rated podcasts each week. The Rest is Politics USA with Catty Kay and Anthony Scaramucci. He's a great talker and he's a tough guy and really, really, him and Trump go at it hard. But I hope you found it interesting. It gives you a perspective of someone who's actually, you know, in the 2016, he flew, you know, nonstop with him on the campaign flights. He knows him inside out. He's fallen out with him. So make up your own mind. Up.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.